for the Bamako people.
Emmanuel, you mentioned there the huge amount of different nationalities that were staying at that hotel. I want to bring in Sammy Maina, who works for BBC Monitoring, based in Nairobi. And I know that, Sammy, you've been monitoring how each country's media has covered this attack.
Yes, Chloe, as you said at the beginning, there was a lot of confusion on what was happening. So at the outset, when it was not clear who the hostages were, we saw social media, especially Twitter, help move the story along. For example, at the beginning, there was speculation that the Nigerian billionaire Aliko Dangote was among the hostages, but then he later tweeted on his official account to say he was not among those being held at the hotel. And then, as you also said at the beginning, we saw, like the French national carrier Air France, tweeting that all its 12 cabin crew members who were staying at the hotel had all escaped. And then, of course, the American owners of the hotel also released two statements at the beginning, giving an update on what was happening, and later on, how many people had been freed or, whether they were still being held. As regards the government, as you said, it's a story that, the nationalities are from many, many countries. We saw, for example, the Malian leader, President Ibrahim Keita, tweeting that he was cutting short his trip to Chad, where he was attending a regional conference. And then we saw the Chinese and Indian governments also releasing statements that were, reported or posted on Twitter and other social media, and also traditional, media sources, giving updates on the whereabouts of their compatriots. For example, Chinese state TV clarified that 10 Chinese nationals were being held. And then later on, a private Chinese station did talk to a diplomat based in Bamako, who basically gave an update on the nationals that had been released and saying that they were all in good health. And then coming to the local media, they were also very, very vibrant because, for example, Malian State TV was observed to carry live pictures, so to speak, from inside the hotel, showing the rescue operation. I think among the first pictures that came out from the hotel were carried on Malian State TV, and also the other Malian private newspapers were updating their online versions, telling us what was happening. It was a story, as you say, that involved a lot of nationalities and a lot of countries.
Thank you for speaking with us. That is Sammy Maina, who works for BBC Monitoring, which is based, he's based in Nairobi. I'm just reading on the Reuters Newswires that...